This is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kama, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6, and Mishnah 7. Hagozel es chavero, o shalava haimeno, o shehikpid lo biyishuv, lo yaxer lo bamidbar, al manas laseis bamidbar, yaxer lo bamidbar. So if a person steals from his fellow, or borrowed from him, or received a deposit from him in an inhabited area, he may not return it to him in a wilderness. On condition to go out into the wilderness, then he may return it to him in the wilderness, only if it was a condition made. So our Mishnah is teaching that if a person steals something from his fellow in an inhabited area, and later has happened to be with the person in a wilderness and wants to return the stolen object to him there, the person from whom the object was stolen can say he doesn't agree to accept it in the wilderness. It has to be in an inhabited area. Now it follows from this that if the stolen object remains in the possession of the thief, he's responsible for it until he returns it in an inhabited area. The same law applies in the case of a loan or a deposit, as is taught in the Mishnah. So if he wants to return the object, he has to return it to him in the same place, the same type of place, like an inhabited place and not in the wilderness. But if he received from his fellow a loan or a deposit on the condition to go out into the wilderness, so the Gemara explains that this refers not only to the case where he explicitly made an agreement with him that he would pay him in the wilderness, but even in the case where A said to B, take this deposit for I am going out into the wilderness. And B said to A, I am also going out to the wilderness. Thus giving him to understand that if he wishes to return it to him in the wilderness, he may do so. A cannot prevent him from doing so. Mishnah 7. Ha'omer lechavero, gizlaticha hilvisani, hifkadta etzli, ve'eno yodea im hakzarti lach, im lo hechazarti lach, chayev l'shalom. So if a person says to his fellow, I stole from you, you loaned to me, you deposited it with me, but I don't know whether I gave it back to you or whether I didn't give it back to you, so then he's obligated to pay you. Aval im omer lo, but if he says to him, eno yodea im gizalticha, I don't know whether I stole from you, im hilvisani, if I borrowed it from you, I'm going to say whether you loaned it to me, or if you deposited it with me, patum l'sham, then he's not obligated to pay. The Mishnah is dealing with someone whose fellow demands of him the return of a stolen object or a debt or a deposit, and the other one says he doesn't know whether he owes him or not. So our Mishnah teaches that there's a difference between one who admits to his fellow that he stole it from him or received a loan or a deposit from him, but is uncertain whether or not he returned it, and one who claims he does not even know whether he stole it from him, borrowed it from him, or received a deposit from him to begin with. Okay? Now, the Amorayim in the Gemara disagree in the case where the person says to his fellow, a mana of mine is in your possession. In other words, you owe me 100 zuz, and the other one says, I don't know. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold that he is liable, since when one claims with certainty, bari, and the other says, perhaps, shema, the certain claim takes precedence, preference. Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan hold that he's exempt because we let money stay in the possession of the one who holds it, and he has to prove otherwise. The law is in accordance with Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah therefore interpreted according to the opinion of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan as referring to a case where A makes certain claim against B. You stole from me, or you borrowed from me, or I deposited with you. The last part of the Mishnah therefore teaches that if B said to A, I don't know if I stole from you, or if I borrowed from you, or if you deposited with me, he's exempt from paying, for we say, let the money stay in the possession of he who holds it. But in order to fulfill his duty towards heaven, he's obligated to pay, as we explained above in the first section of the Mishnah. However, when B says, I stole from you, I borrowed from you, you deposited with me, and I don't know whether or not I gave it back to you already, so then he's obligated to pay, because he admitted liability, and the money's not in his possession, and only there is there uncertainty whether he returned it. So accordingly, we don't say in this case, let the money stay in the possession of the one who holds it. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, interpret our Mishnah as referring to a case in which A did not make any claim against B. Rather, B came and said to him, I stole from you, I borrowed from you, you deposited with me, and I don't know whether I gave it back to you, right? So in that case, according to strict law, he'd be exempt, because our Mishnah teaches that in order to fulfill his duty towards heaven, he's required to pay. But if he said to him, I don't know whether I stole from you, he's exempt from paying, even to fulfill his duty towards heaven.